Family Worship Center, how are you tonight? Oh, come on, we can do better than that. Good morning, good evening. There you go. That's my family. That's my family. Well, it's an honor to have you all here. We welcome our family on Facebook as well, because we know there is no distance in the spirit, correct? So, well, I got some good news, some really good news. Within about 3 weeks, we're going to have air conditioning. How about that? You say, welcome to Family Worship Center. I see air conditioning. Anyway, we're so excited about this. So thank you to Pastor Chris and all they gave to our building fund. It's going to be amazing this summer to have air conditioning, right? And actually, a heating system that we won't be roasting too much or cracking windows or whatever else we have to do, right? So we are very, very blessed. Now, the thing is, we still have a lot of things we want to do. As you can see, you know, we're making a lot of changes. We are asking that we continue to sow into what God is doing here. So whatever the Holy Spirit tells you to do, just, just give it to us. Whatever God is asking, whatever God says. And what I always will say, never ever give from the soul. And what I mean by that is if you're going to try to please myself or Pastor Chris or Pastor Kelly, that's not what we do. We please what God says. If the Holy Spirit says good, I promise you, if the Holy Spirit says to give, He will bless your seed. He will bless your seed 100-fold. So in Jesus' name, I thank you for all you're doing. And we have a lot more we want to do. And we truly believe we can do this without needing a loan. Because we think God, we know our God. God is not going to have us do a project without funding it, right? Amen. We got some fun coming up too, guys. Big fun. So the big fun's going to be Saturday, July 3rd. We're not going to have service here. Even though we'll have air conditioning, we won't be here. We're going to be out at Pastor Chris and Kelly's house for a church family, church and picnic. So it's 4 p.m. It's in the bulletin. We'll be planning to eat about 4:30. We're asking everyone to bring a dish or dessert. I got a feeling, my friend Aaron will be firing up the grill. Aaron and Roddy will be firing up the grill again. We know the guys that worked here, they throw down some serious food. So hallelujah to that, right? Something else we're going to be doing that's going to be interesting. We are going to be doing a water baptism. So for all those of you who wish to be baptized, maybe you were sprinkled, baptism is awesome. And even if you were baptized previously, a lot of times, baptism is a line in the sand that you're drawing of a life change. I was baptized a second time. And my baptism was simply, I was a Christian, but I accepted Christ and I was changing everything. So I went and I got baptized again. So pray about it. Anybody that wants to be added to the list of baptism, please see Pastor Kelly. And we'll go ahead and we'll get that all prepared. So it's a great time. It's a great time. I know Pastor Chris will be talking more about baptism as we get closer to it. But it's a phenomenal way to demonstrate your change in how you want to live your life. So we just say hallelujah to that. We also have another change. We've been changing this going deeper a lot. So we're going to be doing going deeper on Friday, June 18th. It's going to be at 6:30 here in the church. That's the final time, right? We haven't changed that again since. I wasn't sure if we changed from the time we came upstairs. So going deeper, 6:30, phenomenal. For those of you who have not been here, Pastor Chris is going deeper and deeper into some of the things that, the gospel, the kingdom, the fivefold ministry, the seven mountains, talking more than he can on a Sunday service, going deeper literally into what it means to belong to Family Worship Center. So we encourage you to come. Now for those of you who say, are you going to have something for the kids? We got you covered there too. Because we are going to have we're gonna have a Noah's Ark party starting at 6 o'clock the same evening. If you remember the last one we had, a Jonah party, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Kristen did a great job last time. I don't know what kind of costumes they're gonna have for this one, but the last ones are pretty cool. So we'll see what they pull off for us. Tonight, a couple cool things. We have the kids. Liz Norton will be with them. Zion's Lands will be with Melissa. And I can't forget also Power Fit Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Pastor Kelly puts a lot of work into it. It's a phenomenal time for you to get, once again, deeper to God. More word into you, right? So We all ready to praise God?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, we just turn this service over to you to do what you want to do with it, Father. Father, we just pray to touch our hearts. Touch our hearts, Father, with the word. Father, we just thank you for the praise and worship that'll be going up. And Lord, we just ask you this day, Father, to heal. There's a healing in this church right now, Father. So we just ask you right now, Father, for whatever ailments we may have, Lord, that they be set aside in the name of Jesus. That the Holy Spirit will flow up and down the aisles, and that there's a healing in this house right now in Jesus' name. So, Father, we just give you the glory, the praise, the honor, for you are God. For, Father, we are who you say we are. We will do what you say we will do because you are who you say you are. We just give you the glory, the honor, and praise. And we say all this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and hallelujah.
Sorrows, I'm taking my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm taking my sickness, I'm taking my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned. Struck down but not destroyed. But I'm blessed beyond the curse that you promised will endure. There's joy is gonna be my the sorrow it has for the night, the joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my
sing yes to God and the things that he has for us today. Healing, touching your body, touching your finances, touching your family. We sing yes. We say yes, Lord. We say yes.
Thank you. of ways. It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul. Now your freedom is all that I know. The old man knew when I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name. Glorious day. I needed rescue. My sin was heavy. Chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. Now I was broken. You were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. Cause when you call my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You call my name and I ran. Out of the darkness to your glorious day.
Down from any giant,
I know how it ends.
Cause I know how the story ends. I know how the story ends. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. What the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it. Turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. Take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see your victory. I'm gonna see your victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Awesome God, so still
such an awesome God.
So mighty.
Oh, you're mighty.
So holy.
You're holy.
So wonderful. Such an awesome God. So selfless. So generous. So faithful you are. Such an awesome God. So mighty, so holy, so wonderful, such an awesome God, so selfless, so generous, so faithful you are, such an awesome God.
Yes, he is. Such an awesome God. Oh, such an awesome God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Such an awesome God. Oh, yeah. He's worthy, he's worthy. He's holy, holy. I just hear the Lord saying hallelujah. I just want you to say, if somebody here tonight, I feel this in my spirit. I felt this before I came out, but I felt that God was saying that if there's sickness, if there's something that's ailing you right here, right now, let's just close our eyes. Let's just focus on Him right now. Whatever it might be, whatever it might be, I just want you, hallelujah. I want you to know that it's not something that I work for, hallelujah. But it's something that I receive. It's something that He has got for me, and that God desires me to do one thing is to believe. Hallelujah. So I want you tonight, whatever it is, whatever part of your body, whatever's ailing you, I want you to lift your hands and I want you to say yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You see, the promises of God are yes and amen. Come on, say yes and amen. Hallelujah. They're just yes. Hallelujah. They're just yes. Hallelujah. And tonight as we sang, God spoke to my heart that I've called you by your name. Come on, as He was saying, I called you by your name. Hallelujah. I've called you, Melissa. I've called you. Hallelujah. I've called you by your name that you can receive victory in my name. I said, I called you by your name that you could receive victory in my name. Hallelujah. And the name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Every sickness has to bow. Hallelujah. Has to bow. Hallelujah. It's nothing that I do. It's just saying yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Just say yes. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. I want you to know that you can receive salvation right here, right now. Salvation. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Salvation is here. Hallelujah. Receive it in Jesus' name. I want you to know there's deliverance. There's things that you might have been wounded from, you've been hurt from. I'm here to tell you, He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Healing and deliverance is in your name, in His name. And healing. 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 Healing is ours. Healing is ours. Healing is ours. Listen, I want you to know sometimes, you got to declare it to receive it. You got to speak it. You got to speak it over your mouth. Just as salvation is confession with your mouth, so is your healing. 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 Upon your body, upon your broken bones. Come on, amen. No matter what it is, He's our healer. I just feel that God wants you to know He's called you by name that you could receive what He's done for you in His name. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. Woo. Come on, tell Him one more time. Oh, yes, Lord. He's such an awesome
such
God.
An awesome God.
Yes,
so mighty.
So holy.
So holy.
He's wonderful.
So wonderful. Such an awesome God, so selfless,
oh, yes.
So generous, so faithful you are. Such an awesome God,
He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Come on, tell your neighbor he's an awesome God. I want you to tell your neighbor, tonight I just received my healing. I'm here to tell you, take what's yours. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross so that you could receive victory in his name. I want you to know this has nothing to do about you. It has everything to do about him. I wanted you to have healing, so just take it in Jesus' name. I want you to know I'm here to tell you this. I'm here for one reason. It's to declare to you that he gets what he paid for. I want to remind you, tell you that he died that you would be healed. I'm here to declare the gospel, the good news, that he gets what he paid for. And he paid for your healing at the cross. He paid for your salvation. He paid for your deliverance. So whatever you've been addicted to, come on, whatever's tried to run you, rule you, I want you to know that right here tonight, God wants you to have victory. Walk away from it. God's going to empower you tonight. He's going to empower you. Are you ready to change your strength? Come on, the Bible says that we change our strength. In Jesus' name. Come on, you may be seated. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless all those that are watching tonight, that are streaming tonight. We pray that you're blessed. We pray that you just receive this. Thank you. All that God has for you. Come on, this word, this message, Randy, it's called living. Say it with me. Living under the influence. I want you to know I'm under the influence. Hallelujah. I'm under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He's disrupted my pain. He's disrupted my hurts and all the things. He's disrupted it with all that he is. And he says, I want you to bask in. I want you to receive it. I want you to take it. Get your eyes off your problem tonight. I want to help you. Get your eyes off your situation. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mel. Come here. Lee, come here. Just real quick. Come on. I just feel this. I can't go without saying this because I felt God telling me to say this. Come here. Come on. It's okay. I'm telling you to get away from your job for a minute. Stand together for a second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It seemed hard. The journeys have seemed hard. It seemed hard. But God told me that what has felt like it's working against you, that sometimes when you're pushing something, I just seen a picture of somebody pushing, trying to get up the hill. But I'm here to tell you, you're at the top of the hill, and what was working, felt like was working against you, God says it's going to work for you now. Come on, it's going to work for you. Hallelujah. What the enemy has tried, hallelujah, to disrupt and try to cause you discouragement, God says, I'm going to encourage you, hallelujah. As you wait upon me, as you change your strength, hallelujah, God's going to make it flow for you. God's going to turn it for you. God's already turned it for you. He's already turned it so that what wasn't working, what felt like it wasn't working, God says, it's going to work for you. It's working for you. Come on, amen, just see that. Come on, just lift up your hands. And Heavenly Father, I just declare it. I speak into their life, hallelujah, blessing. And their new home, amen. Did you move in today? They're moving in. Come on, amen. Oh, I'm going to pray right now. Lord, I declare blessing upon that house, hallelujah. And I pray for a blessing that it be paid off. And air conditioning in Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, praise team. Woo. God bless. Under the influence. I just felt that really, I mean, I want you to know that the Bible says, they asked Jesus, how do we do the works? How do we work the works? Say, work the works. And you know how Jesus answered? He said, believe. Believe. Believe that I am who I says I am. Believe that I have what I said, what you have. What he says, you have. And we could do what he says we can do. Yes. I want you to know, listen, I want you to hear this, that God has given us promises. Yes. To take. Say take. The promises of God are yes and amen. They're not no and maybe. That's right. Amen. They're not might be.
they're yes and amen. It's settled. It's finished. And in case we forget about it, Jesus said it is finished. Say it is finished. It is finished. Now it's time to receive, hallelujah, what he has finished for you. My goodness, God is good. Amen. Come on, let's jump real quick. Let's go to Romans, if I can handle this. I got my walking feet on tonight. Last week I was in a stool. Last week I was standing in a, sitting in a stool and I couldn't move. I felt restricted. So I booted up. Amen. I booted up. Are we okay? Just some fireworks out there. Amen. Let's check it out. Romans 5. Say, this is Romans 5, 6. It says, for when we were yet without strength. When I was without strength. Say without strength. How many of you guys know that without Christ, we are without strength? We are powerless without Christ. I'm at my own whim. I'm on my own. I'm walking in all that I can do by my ability. I want you to know that I fail myself. I discourage myself in my own self. But the Bible says when we were without strength, he died for me. He died for me, hallelujah. He died in my place. Tell your neighbor, he died in my place. So what he made possible for me, I want you to see this, and God really spoke this to my heart, and I was sharing this with my sister yesterday, and my mom. She says, my mom was laughing. She says, he can't quit preaching, can he? But I began to think about how the, in the beginning, say in the beginning. In the beginning, the Bible says that the Spirit was hovering over all the void, over darkness. Say hovering. Whew. Just hovering. I believe that here tonight, I believe that sometimes God, he's hovering over, sometimes there's darkness, there's things in our lives that try to disrupt us. Sometimes there's hurts and there's pains or there's sicknesses or things that try to keep us distracted from who he is. And I feel like the Spirit of God is hovering over whatever that might be and is waiting for the Word of God to release him. Hallelujah. That the Word of God says, and let there be light, and there was light. I felt that tonight. I felt like the Holy Spirit just hovering, waiting for you. Hallelujah. To step in what the Father has already done. The spoken word. Say spoken word. That we speak the word of what he did for me, that I make it my reality. Come on, amen. It's just words here, but when I speak it, it becomes my reality. It becomes mine as I begin to declare over my life. Sometimes we wait and we try to get someone else to say something over us, and no, we have to declare it over our lives. I need to speak it over my situations. There's sometimes in some situations that God will use people in our lives, but I want you to know that we need to speak it over our lives in situations. We need to possess what God has for us. You good? Come on, I'm better looking than he is. Stop looking at him, look at me. So listen, so here's the word of God. It says, God bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep my pages going here. They're blowing. It says, it's okay. If by one man offense, death reign. Say by one man. Death reign. We were spiritually dead because of Adam. I want you to catch this. Because of his offense, we paid for it. Because of his disobedience. Are you ready for this? Which receive, he says, but by one, death reigned, but by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace, and by the gift of righteousness, shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. That I want you to hear this, to listen, we are meant to reign in life. I'm gonna get you excited, because I'm excited. You weren't meant to get by. Beth, you weren't meant to get by or just get to heaven. I wasn't meant just to get to heaven, but I was meant to reign in life. That speaks of power. That speaks of authority. Come on, amen. I want you to know that he's talking about kings and sons and daughters. He's talking about his children, that we are meant to reign, hallelujah, because of what Jesus did. See, I want you to know that sin reigned, we were spiritually dead because of the offense of one man. But because of one man's obedience, now in his obedience, I can say yes. See, I'm empowered by just receiving what he did for me, that I'm empowered to walk it out. I'm empowered to receive it. I want you to know it was just me saying, yeah, I did not work for my salvation. I did nothing. I was a crackhead. Standing before God with nothing. And I said yes to him. I didn't earn it. I didn't buy it. I didn't work for it. I didn't get things right yet. I didn't get some new clothes on yet. Come on, amen. My heart was filthy, but I just said yes. And he empowered me to walk it out, that 30 years later, I'm standing here tonight celebrating that God's faithful. Standing here today, hallelujah, that God has delivered, and what he's begun in me, he is finishing, he is working it out. Come on, is that good news? Tell someone it's good news. Hallelujah. Do you know what good news is? It's not good history. It is good history, but it's called good news. Why? Because the news is what you do. You turn it on at noon and you watch what just happened. Amen. I'm here to tell you what Jesus did for you 2,000 years ago is present for you right now. It's good news. And all I got to do is walk in the obedience of what he did. Not mine. It ain't my righteousness. It's his. It's his righteousness. He washed me clean. He set me free. He gave me life. He gave me liberty. I'm not meant to be bound, but I'm meant to reign. Hallelujah. I'm meant to walk in authority. Where's my glasses? Oh, Kelly took them. Praise God. Kelly got here without running out of gas. Come on, amen. Give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. That's good news. It says, listen, spiritually dead, but now life reign. We're empowered to obey. We are empowered now to obey. I'm empowered to obey. I'm empowered to say yes because of Christ. Tell your neighbor you can do this because he did it. For sin, verse 14, it says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. It shall not, say shall not, have dominion over me. But I'm to reign over it in his name. Are you good? The Bible says, Philippians 3:13 says, I can do all things. That's not it. All of it, is it? How can I do? I can do all things. But I can do all things in Christ. See, listen, I could do all things in Christ who strengthens me. It's Christ that strengthens me. I want to ride this. Come on, I really feel this tonight. Are you ready? Come on, amen. That God wants us to get a hold of this. Come on, he's made a way. There's no excuse. Tell someone there's no excuse. There's no excuse for us not to reign, hallelujah, because he made a way. Listen, I want you to hear this. I want you to get a hold of it. Listen, I want us to know that we are empowered to walk this thing out, amen, by his strength. It's his might. I could do it in his strength, not in mine, but in his strength. So I want you to know that when I feel like, what's the problem then? Is I'm not doing it in his strength. When I face doubt, when I face fear, come on, amen. When sin tries to disrupt me, I'm doing it in my strength and not his. Yes. Because he's faithful. That whatever it is, come on, whatever the temptation, whatever we, that tries to latch onto you, you know that that means. That means whatever tries to latch. How many of you have had some things try to latch onto you? Hallelujah. That God says that, listen, he's faithful to get you through it. He's faithful that you, whatever you face, he'll work through you. He will work his power, his might in your life and demonstrate who he is. That no matter what you face, he's faithful to get you through it. I want you to get this. Wow, John 13. I just want to lay some groundwork down to, I ain't started yet. He's being funny. John 13. Are you ready? John 13, 38. This is where Peter. Again, and Simon Peter said to the Lord, wherever thou goest thou, Jesus answered to him, where I go, you cannot go. Say, you cannot go. You cannot follow me now. I want you to realize that he was going to the cross, that Jesus was declaring to him that, listen, what I'm doing for you, you can't do it. I want you to catch this. You ready? Come on, hit. Look at me. Check me out. I think I did forget deodorant. Sorry. It's not all right, is it? So listen, catch this. So he's telling me, he says that you, listen, Peter, what I am doing, I am dying for you that you might live. See, all through the Old Testament, that was man trying to get to God. They couldn't do it on their own by the works. As much as they tried, they failed. So Jesus was saying, listen, I'm going to the cross for you, Peter. Tell someone he's going for you. He went for you. And he says, well, I go. He says, you can't follow. He says, and afterwards, but afterwards. He says, you shall follow me afterwards. So Peter said unto him, Lord, why can't I follow thee now? I circled these words. Lay down my life for your sake. He's saying, listen, I want you to catch this, that he was declaring, he was saying something, and Jesus was trying to cause him to think the right way. That, listen, Peter, you're living for me. Not out of me. See, I'm going to the cross that it's not you living for me, but I want to live out of you. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this. So this is him going to the cross. See, if Peter could have done that, he could have done it in his own strength and his might, but he was telling me, he says, you can't do this. That's living for me. You can lose your life for me, but I want you to know that, listen, your salvation comes from me. Your victory comes from me. Your strength comes from me. Your healing comes from me. It comes from my obedience. Hallelujah. And he said to Peter, he said this, he says, and Jesus said, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto you that the cock shall crow till thou hast denied me three times. Say three times. But listen, Peter was saying, I got this. But God was saying, no, Peter, you don't got this. You will fail me in your strength. But I want you to realize that there's a moment coming that I got this, that now he says, no, don't worry about it, because this is the next verse. Are you ready? They need to keep these together. It's not, it just flows right back. He says, you denied me three times, but let not your heart be troubled. Come on, tell someone, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Just believe in God. He says, and also a believe in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. Whew. I go to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. I prepared a place for you by my sacrifice that's made. I'm preparing a place for you with the Father. There's a place. Come on, say, I got a place. Come on, I got a place through Jesus Christ, amen? In Jesus Christ, today, right here, right now, not some other day, but right here, right now, a place, an abode, a place that I can habitate with the Father, that the Father and me and the Father. See, Jesus walked around habitating, taking, being a habitation of the Father in the earth. He walked around demonstrating, illustrating the heart of the Father to everybody around, that God desires now for us, because of what he did through the cross, now I can receive by faith and belief what he did, that I can walk out that on the earth today. I can walk out and I can reign in life. I can reign in life. See, I want you to know, before this, sin had authority and power, but it doesn't know more because of his obedience. Am I making sense to you? Jesus said this. He says, and they said to him, he says, how are we going to find the way? How are we going to get there? How are we going to get there? And Jesus says, I am. Say, I am. Listen, I want you to know what that means. That means that I am the source of how you get there. I'm the answer for everything that you face. Every dilemma, every problem, every victory that you long for, I am the source. I am the way, hallelujah. I am the truth, and I am the life. Reigning life. Powerful life. I am. I am. Do you got that? I had to give that to you. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. He says, I pray that you receive another, the Comforter, and he may abide in you, that you receive the Spirit, that now the Spirit of God, hallelujah, is in me. Say, he's in me. Whew. He's in me. I'm empowered by the Spirit of God. So what's the problem? See, I want to help you on some things, because there are some things that, you know, what we're trying to derail us is trying to get us off on realizing who's within us. Try to get us not to think about the habitation, that I am a habitation of the Holy Ghost. But sometimes I want you to know that shame, sin, try to distract us. I want you to get this. He's a comforter. But we're to receive power. The Bible says that out of our bellies will flow rivers of living waters. Life. Out of me. Out of your life. Are you ready? Here we go. You guys believe that we are meant to live power-assisted lives. I depend on this cord. I was sitting and I was laying, my battery's dead. I plugged it in. It says sufficiently charged. I want you to understand something, that every one of you got to realize something, that God made a way for you that you would walk in his way. He is the life that you could walk in and appropriate, take hold of his life on your behalf. That means that his life brings obedience, that you can say yes to what you didn't before. How could I, in one day, me, just by believing, receive and be empowered to walk out of addiction? Say, one day. He went to the cross that I can be empowered by his Spirit to walk it out. I cannot experience it without it. But he sent his Spirit that I can receive it and walk in his authority. Amen? I want you to hear this. See, this is powerful that we can get it. See, but every one of us know that, look, come on, the fans, just look around. See, can you imagine living your life not living your life as powered assistance? Having power assisting you in your life? Don't look at me funny. Every one of you guys know. Listen, your refrigerator goes dead and all the food dies. Say all the electric. That means you've got to go outside, Mimsy, and hunt for something. And then you got to kill it. You got to cook it. You got to start a fire. We'll just put it in the oven. You don't have an oven. Remember, we're power assisted. I'm driving home from work and my battery thing was going really low. I'm thinking, boy, that thing's a liar. It's a liar. I'm going to get home. And I turned the radio dies. One, little bit by little bit, I begin to lose power. I get about a mile away and I'm sitting at a stop sign and I am punching the floor to get this thing to keep running. I pulled into the auto, the guy that fixes my vehicle, and tried to turn it back on. It wouldn't turn it back on. I lost all power. My ability to get somewhere was taken from me. I want you to hear this. Listen, every one of us, we appreciate so much being assisted by power. Lights, everything around us. Sometimes I want you to know, unfortunately, we begin to not take hold of what he did for me to be empowered. That sometimes we don't plug in, we don't take hold of it, that we don't connect with God. Sometimes we let other things distract us. We got to remind ourselves to who lives within us. God Almighty abides within this house, hallelujah, within this tabernacle, amen. I am his and he is mine, that God desires me to be empowered by him. And what happens is sometimes I walk outside of his power and walk in my strength. I begin to walk in my might. I begin to walk in my ability. I begin to walk in fear sometimes. I begin to walk in doubt sometimes. We begin to walk outside of what is already positioned for me in the place that he's prepared for me. I prepared a place for you, hallelujah, a place for you that you could take hold of all that I have given you. But I want you to abide. He that abides in me. But honestly, come on, every one of us, we know that one, why do we lack power? Because we're not abiding in the power. Come on, I got to get plugged in. Come on, every one of us, we know that we plug our phones in, we got to get it plugged in. I got to get sufficiently charged, because if not, I won't be able to contact somebody. We rely on them too. I won't be able to read Facebook. I won't know what Dell's doing today. Got to keep an eye on. No, I'm joking. Can you imagine how hard it is with our lives? But we try to live our lives with God without being empowered by His Spirit. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit. He tells us to walk in the Spirit because we tend not to. I want you to hear this. We tend not to walk in the Spirit. We walk in my abilities. Sometimes we, can you stand up? Yeah, come here. Can you try to tell me something that I need to do? Just tell me something I need to do. See, this is what we do. This is what we do. This is what we do to the Holy Spirit. See, I don't want to hear that. Good, got to sit down. I'm just being real. I'm just being real that sometimes, listen, sometimes we got to live these power-assisted lives, but yet in the Spirit, we walk in the flesh and not in the Spirit. And we wonder why that I'm not experiencing breakthrough in my life is because I'm outside of the strength that God meant me to walk. I'm living outside the ability that He gave me to walk in it. I've empowered you. I've caused you. I put within me my Spirit that is your comforter, that agrees with who I am and causes you to do what you can't do. It's my Spirit in you that rises up within you that overtakes you. But what you got to understand is so many times we're living outside of our soul, body, soul, and spirit. And we tend to live in this soul and we face our mind, our will, our emotions, but we need to take and do an internal turn to the spirit. If not, we'll be defeated. We cannot take hold of it like the children of Israel. They could not walk in the truth of what the Father said. They did not embrace the promises to possess what God says is yours. Except for a guy that had another spirit. His name was Caleb. He says, I want that mountain. It's mine. Come on, I want to be like Caleb. I want to have another spirit. Amen. Isaiah, let's get here. You ready? Oh, my power went out. I don't know what time it is. Isaiah 40. Y'all know this, but I want you to read this with me. I want you to take hold of this with me. I want you to grab this. Come on. We are living under the influence, power assisted. How many of you remember, Brother Jeff, you remember this. You remember having to live without power steering. Driving a vehicle without power steering. Come on, somebody. You remember that? Who remembers that? Raise your hand. My goodness. I remember my dad had a truck. I forget what it was, a trucker. But it didn't have power steering. You had to get up on that thing. And then my dad had a mower that he loved that didn't have power steering. And then I got one. And you know who used my tractor all the time? My dad. I'd hear the garage open and there was my dad pulling it out. I said, Dad, what are you doing? He says, oh, this is so nice, power steering. I said, well, put gas in it, Dad. He said, it's your grass. Listen to this. He says, and I want you to catch this. He says, verse 28, he says, hast that not known? Hast that not heard that the everlasting God, He doesn't end. Hallelujah. He's eternal. Amen. He's always faithful. He's always there. Amen. He doesn't disappear. He doesn't disappear. Whether you feel like it, whether you think it, whether somebody said that to you, He's everlasting. Hallelujah. And He wants to make Himself known to you, to this generation. And if not, He's everlasting. He'll do it to the next. He says, and God said to the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth fainteth. I want you to wake up. Amen. Get ready. Listen, He faints not. He doesn't faint. Because sometimes we might think, well, I've been waiting for this answer for a little while and I have not got it. You think that God might have fainted. You might have thought He's taken a breath. How many of you, come on, sir, sometimes there's some answers for prayers that we've looked for, that we've tried to get, and we don't know how, because the Word of God says, ask, you shall receive, and I didn't get it. We wonder, well, maybe God's taking a break. Maybe God forgets about me. Is it real? I'm about ready to go real here on you. He says, and He faints not, neither is He weary. He's not weary of you asking. He says, there is no searching of His understanding. He knows everything. There's nothing that I can't ask Him that He doesn't have the answer for. But how He answers is not up to me. It's up to Him. And this is how I overcome. This is how I get my victory. See, if I begin to focus on all these things, I can't focus on those. I can't be in that place. I can't be God. God's got to be God. Hallelujah. I just got to walk in what He did for me. Are you okay? And He says, He gives power to the faint. To those that are destitute. To those that have said, I can't do this in my strength. Those ones that have stepped back and says, I can't do... How many of you ever been in a place where you said, I can't do this anymore? I want you to know that moment right there and then that God says, I desire to give power to the destitute. To those ones that said they can't do it no more. He's waiting for us to come to a place, and we wonder why we don't receive power. It's because we do not come to a place of destitute where we say, God, I need you more than anything else. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. They're encouraging me. He says he gives power to the faint and to them that have might, have no might. Say no might. Those that have no might. I want you to know there's a difference between God living in me and God coming up on me. Letting God come up on me. I want to help you tonight. I want us to get this. I'm helping myself. I'm just preaching to me. It's all right. I'm having a good time. But unless I let God come up on me, I will fight my battles and not win. When I'm not dependent on God as my strength, but God wants me to be empowered by His strength, by His might. He says, listen, He says that He increases our strength. As we are plugged in, as we begin to encourage ourselves, strengthen ourselves in Him, we become encharged, empowered. See, we can't do it without it. We can't do it without coming to Him. And God's waiting. He's hovering over whatever that might be. Waiting to be released. Waiting to invade my space. Waiting to let Him navigate things in my life. In the Spirit. Say navigate. I try to get around some things in my life and I get distracted. Sometimes there's some things that come up against me that are bigger than me. And God says, but there's nothing impossible with me. There's no wall higher than me. There's none greater than who I am. Am I helping you? He says, and even a youth shall faint and be weary. And young men shall utterly fall. See, it doesn't matter how strong you are. Sometimes I want you to remember that. I want you to think about this, that when I was young and I was running, I actually became destitute and weak and overwhelmed when I was young in my youth. And I fainted. I became overwhelmed doing it in my strength. But God was waiting for me to exchange my strength for His strength. God was waiting to take hold of what I had that I can experience everything that He has. Everything that He died for. Hallelujah. Everything that He gave Himself for that I can walk in, that I can reign in life. Say right now. Right now. I want you to catch this. He says this. He says, and even though the youth, he says, and shall utterly fall, but they. Say but they. But they that wait upon the Lord. And see, that's a powerful word, because that word wait upon means twisted together. Hallelujah. It means that you've getting connected. Hallelujah. With Him. That we get loosed from those things that try to hold on to us and begin to embrace and begin to tie yourself together. Come here, honey. Come here. Come on. He says you begin to embrace. You begin to entangle yourself around me. You let God embrace you with all that He is. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, will change their strength. See, the waiting of God, I want you to know that sometimes there's moments that we need to wait upon God. We need to wait upon God in worship, that we need to praise God. We need to get to that place in prayer, that we need to seek God's face. We need to be at a place where we take hold of what God says. We need to initiate it. We need to step in that place that we need to plug in, hallelujah, to what God has done for us and to believe what He did. Yes, yes.
that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall change their strength. Wow. Wow. Sometimes waiting on answers wears us out. I'm going to say it again because here's a misquote. Sometimes we wait for answers. But God says, wait upon the Lord. See, I want you to know that sometimes waiting upon God, we begin to gain our strength in Him. That there's an exchange in our strength. God begins to work something out. But I want you to know that unfortunately, so many times we live from the soulish realm. We let our soul, instead of living from the spirit, we live from the soul. We let our soul speak instead of our spirit speak. I want to help you. Remember, come on. In Psalms 103, can you look that up? Psalms 103, 1 through 3. See, David, he began to initiate something. I want you to remember, how many of you guys remember when David, when he was looking for an answer? Sometimes we're trying to navigate through life. We're trying to get through. Say, get through. But see, God wants us to live in power. He wants us to walk in His strength and His ability and what He did for us. He wants us to be empowered in what He did. And what happens is sometimes we're trying to navigate through life. We're trying to get answers. And God says, wait upon me and I'll give you the strength. See, David recognized that. He knew something. He lost everything. He lost everything. His wife, his children, his tents, his possessions. Everything was taken from him from the Amalekites. He was robbed of it. Every time there's things like that in life, we wonder, why is this happening? I'm trying to serve God. Why is all this coming against me? You don't have to raise your hands, but I know you felt that. Are you kidding me? Can you say that? Are you kidding me? See, but David knew something. He had a secret to something. See, because David did not inquire of the Lord. What did he do? He encouraged himself. And when he got strengthened, I want you to know you might not always get your answers, but God, hallelujah, will work something out in you. God will do something in your life that you might need more than the answers you're praying for. God might be working something out in you that you begin to take hold of His strength that's better than the answers you're asking for. But he did not. Listen, he found inspiration before instruction. Saul sought the Lord about facing the Philistines and he never got an answer. Why? Because he did not let God inspire him first. See, I want you to know because sometimes what happens is if I ask for the answer and I get the answer, it says God wants to be my strength. God wants not my answers, if I'm waiting for a husband or if I'm waiting for a wife or if I'm waiting for a certain answer or if I'm waiting for my finances to change or if I'm waiting for this situation to change and if it does, I'll be better. I want you to know, no. Your strength comes from the Lord. My strength. I'm helping you to face some battle. I'm helping you not to be weary. I'm helping you not to be overcome by things, but to recognize my strength comes from the Lord. So in the midst of this, David was crying. He was broken. They were about ready to stone him, but he strengthened himself and God came up on him. Hallelujah. He encouraged himself in the Lord and he said, God, what shall I do? Whatever you tell me, I'll do, God. You tell me to stay, I'll stay. Because I've been encouraged, that's enough for me. That's enough. So whatever you tell me, God, it's more than enough. Come on, am I right? How many of you guys know that? Remember Elijah, he faced a distraction where Jezebel was coming after him. This is a guy that called fire down from heaven. But he let Jezebel pull his strength from him, unplug him from the Almighty.
He was led by his flesh and not by the Spirit. And when he came to his end, he was sitting there and he was sitting underneath a tree. And the Bible says before he gave him instruction, God fed him. And the Bible says that he was strengthened and then he went on. I'm here to tell you, listen, God speaks to those that let him strengthen them. I found this out. This is truth. I'm a witness to this. God will give answers to those that he lets, that they let strengthen. God doesn't work it any other way. Those that are destitute, those that are weak, those that say, I can't do it, God, I need you, I'm desperate for you. God says, all right, I'm going to exchange what I have for you. Then there's no question, who did it? Because I was broken, busted. I had nothing.
Are you good?
Yes, sir.
Let me finish this. I got to finish this. God speaks to those that he strengthens. Brother Matt, come on up here real quick. Don't let your soul drive you. Here's what I mean. Listen, bless the Lord. Say, bless the Lord. Listen, here's how we do this. Guys, listen, we got to get a hold of our soul, not let it get a hold of us. This is why David lived in victory. This is how he overcame. This is how he defeated the giant, right here. He learned something. He understood something. This is how God works. He took hold of a truth. He began to declare, bless the Lord. Who was he talking to? He was talking to his soul. Body, soul, spirit. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotion. We let our minds, our will, and our emotion rule us, reign us, control us, divide us, break us, disrupt us, bankrupt us, hurt us, distract us, all those things. But he says, this is what David learned. He told his soul, bless the Lord. I'm not... Bless the Lord. Well, not that easy. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I want you to know, and I'm not telling you something that you don't know. Your soul does not want to bless the Lord with all. It's disruptive. It's disobedient. It holds grudges, remembers hurts from the past, holds on to unforgiveness, it holds on to wounds that have offended them. But David says, no. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me, from the bottom of my feet to the top of my head, my mind, my will, my emotion. I speak to my body. I want you to know this, and my body's not always obedient to me, but I'm telling you what I do, I speak to my body, and I tell my body to line up with the Word of God. Sometimes it's very disobedient, sometimes it gets distracted by things around me, but I speak to my body. Body, line up with the Word of God. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by his stripes you were healed. Do you hear that? You need to abide in the Word of God. If you're going to live in me, you got to shut up and abide in God's Word. Every ache, every pain, every distracting, everything within me, bless the Lord, all my soul. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forget not the benefits. See, our mind or will or emotion get distracted. We need to walk in the Spirit, in the Word. And we need to remind our body, our will, our emotions, our fears,
the benefits of God. What he did. We gotta remind our flesh, our soul, our mind, our will, our bodies about the obedience of one man. Hallelujah. See, our bodies try to remind us of the disobedience of Adam. But I want you to know the Spirit wants to remind you, wants to remind our soul of the obedience of one man. His name's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says, only soul, forget not all the benefits. He forgives. He forgives all thy sin. All thy sin. He forgives it. Are you ready? Because I want you to know, you need to be reminded. I need to remind myself of this. He says, who heals some of our diseases. Oh, that's not what it says. It says, all my diseases. All my diseases. Next. Who redeemeth my life from destruction, and he crowns me with loving kindness. I don't deserve it. But he says, I crown you. I crown you with tender mercy because of who I am. I exchange strength. Would you stand your feet? The exchange. I don't have time to get into the rest of the sermon. But I want you to know that I just began to think about some things, and I just wrote these last couple things down, that there were some men of God that they tasted of the goodness. They didn't experience what you can. David and all these ones. See, I want you to know it's Christ in you. The Spirit of God came upon them in moments in their lives. But God wants to flow out of your life like a river. Sporadically, but flow. Flow. Flow on your dry places. Flow on your wounds. Flow on your hurts. Flow on your pains. But these men, there was a man named Moses that he stood on the mountain and he told God, he said, God, if your presence, if your strength doesn't go with me, I don't go. I won't go. And if you're not with me, kill me now. Take my life. There was a man named Jacob that he was searching everywhere. He was looking for all the blessings. He tried to find it, couldn't get it. He tried to find strength in the blessing. He tried to find strength in the birthright. He didn't get it. He kept looking until he began to wrestle God, and he declared to God, bless me, I won't let you go. God's looking for some people that want to exchange their strength for his sake, that say, I will not let you go. I won't let you go. I will die without you. I want your presence in my life. I need you. I need your strength every single day. I need to be plugged in, tapped in, pulled by you, encouraged and strengthened in who you are in my life. There was a guy named Elijah that he stood there, and after he got the mantle of God, that he stood and he walked up to the river. And as he walked up to the Jordan, I want you to know, it wasn't the mantle that divided. I'm here to tell you, it was the presence of God that he called out, let the God of Elijah, hallelujah, where is the God of Elijah? I need your presence. I need your presence more than anything else. It was David that was desperate. And it was Peter. That after all this happened, Jesus said to him, wait upon the Spirit. And you will be empowered. This man was empowered. These are ones that were selfish. They were trying to figure out who was going to be the greatest in the kingdom. But something took place. They exchanged their power for his power. They took him over his obedience and they were empowered. And the same one that denied Jesus stood before the Sadducees and Pharisees after receiving the power and changing strength. They stood before them and they said, listen, you cannot preach about this Jesus. You cannot speak his name anymore. You can't lay hands on the sick. You can't do this anymore. And he says, I can't do that. If I can do that, I can't live. I need His presence. I want you to hear right now. Anybody here tonight? Whatever it is, whatever you're facing, whatever you felt like, maybe God touched your body tonight. Come give Him glory. Come on. Come give Him glory. Come on up here. Come on up here tonight. Come on, God touched your body. If you know that God touched your body, I want you to come here by faith. I want you to walk out and say, God, Lord, I thank you for touching me. Come on, whatever it is, don't walk out this place without walking in. If you need salvation, I want you to step up here tonight. If you're longing for somebody, if there's somebody that you're praying for, you're looking for answers that are lost, that are dying, I want you to come up here tonight. I want you to take hold of it by faith. Take hold of it right now. Nobody knows anybody who is lost and dying. I want you to come on, come on, come on. You know somebody. You know somebody. Come on. Know somebody. This whole church should be filled right here, right now. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. God wants us to move, and God wants us to stand in a place that there's people that aren't strength, that don't have no strength. And God wants us to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. To stand in the gap. Father God, right now. Hallelujah. Father God, come on. Just lift up your hands. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for somebody. Come on, amen. Just go ahead out and pray for somebody right now. Come on, hallelujah. Pray for the victory. Pray, hallelujah. Thank God for what He's done right now. Thank God for it, hallelujah. Thank God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, Lord. I thank you, you're turning it, God. I thank you, God, Lord, that you're turning it, God. I thank you, Father God, you're turning it, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, come on, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, oh, thank you, Jesus. This place, atmosphere, your glory, God, is what hearts long for, to be overwhelmed by your presence. Come on, I want you to say it again. To be overwhelmed. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what hearts long for. To be overwhelmed by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are well. You're welcome here, yeah. Listen, fill the atmosphere. And your glory, God, is what hearts long for. To
to be overwhelmed by your presence.
Come on, I want to sing it again.
Holy, Lord, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what hearts so long for.
To be overwhelmed by your presence.
Come on, I want to be overcome.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Listen, I want you to hear this. Don't live outside. Don't live outside the place that God prepared for you. Don't live outside of the place of victory. Don't live outside that place. Come on, amen. Come on, say, I'm not going to live outside that place. Hallelujah. I'm going to live in all that God's prepared for me. Hallelujah. Listen, the more I realize what I have in God, the bolder I get. The bolder I get. Hallelujah. The bolder I get. Hallelujah. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Let the fire of God consume you. Hallelujah. Listen, let the fire of God consume. Hallelujah. Whatever doesn't let God love you, let Him consume it. Amen. Come on, amen. Give God a shout. God bless you. Thank you for watching on Facebook. We are blessed. Highly favored. God's knocking. Open up and let Him in Jesus' name.